Intro. What I want to tell the people, nothing to be honest. There's no news to report. I'm just laying bricks, brick by brick, working on everything. Life, peace, attaining peace, always. UFC 300. Okay, recap. Let's rewind. The card was insane. The whole thing. I was there. Again, a true fan. I don't know. Everyone's different, I guess. So you don't want to watch the first fights. But I was there from the Cody and Figgy fight right up to Alex versus Jamal Hill fight. And I enjoyed every single fight on that card. Favorite moment? Fucking Holloway. That was insane. Just the moment itself. For me, I even just told Max this the other day. The BMF belt wasn't really legitimized in my eyes. I just thought like, oh, they made this belt up to kind of fill up, you know, a pay-per-view that had no title fight. Blah, 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 blah. But now, officially legitimized by Bless Holloway, the way he just went, let's go then, Ken. And then slugged it out when he was ahead on the scorecards. Just insane.
The hangbender itself, you and Dan?
The hangbender itself. Well, that was fun. Fucking hangman style bender. Fusion 2.0. It was historic. Yeah, the whole thing was insane. Fucking. My plan, though, before I went to Vegas, I was like, you know what? Since we're stopping over in Fiji, I might just missed the flight, spent two nights. But then as soon as I got, yeah, fuck it. I was like, Bula Vanaka, get me the fuck home. Because Vegas just drained me. And I felt like I'm going to go Fiji. And when I go Fiji, I'm going to go for a lengthy period of time and tap in with my people. So, yeah. I had a panic attack.
What?
On the way there, on the flight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Nah, because it was the first time I was flying with my movie on the plane. And for whatever reason, because I was so, like, I expressed a lot in that film and that documentary that I felt like the premiere all over again. And I just had this weird, like, little panic attack.
Oh, you're having a bad day? Did you die?
No, I didn't die. Yeah, it was just a weird panic attack. I just put that out there. Yeah. Yes, yes. Every fucking day I get the fucking, where can I see a movie? Where can I see a movie? Where can I see a movie? Chill, champ. The international release is coming soon. And thank you for your patience. Apologies. Yeah, won't happen again. Trust me, won't happen again.
All right, let's move on. Stat meters. One's gonna be a bit of us. I mean, there's some nuggets.
Mm-hmm. This is after 300 as well, so you know, we're a bit spoiled for choice, my. Nah, it's just I understand. Look, some names as an MMA fan I know in there. Shout out to my boy Jamie Malaki. You know, Carolina, she's tight. This guy, he's good. But I like the style. He's fluid. Yeah, Michael Pereira, exciting. Legend. King of Rio, of course. And this, I'm excited for this guy. I feel like it's going to be... this is the sleeper fight for me. Steve, fucking no idea who he was or anything till that last knockout. And I was just like, what if this guy's from Aussie? Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm a fan of his style. I've only watched that fight and the highlights of his previous fight.
All right, we keep it real on this channel. Is this card worth $80 USD that our Americans pay for?
It will be. It might not be worth it to you for name brand wise, sure. But
with all due respect to the fighters.
Obviously. Well, of course, yeah. No, but I think once you'd be surprised. In Rio, they vamos here. They show out, man. They always show out. I think it'll be worth it if you just fucking pull your money together, get some mates around. Everybody talk like $20 each. You'd be fine.
Surprisingly positive.
Yeah. I mean, the economy is not that bad in America, is it? Fuck, I don't know.
All right, we'll get into it. All right, for our first fight, we have Paul Craig versus, I think it's Chao Buraho.
Buhalo.
Buraho.
Buhalo. Buhalo.
Came off. I think it's Buhalo. Contended. Buraho. Came off.
Buhalo.
Man, nigga, we're in the favela
storm. it's a real crime. It's heel. You have to do it proper for heel.
All right. He's pretty well-rounded. He's shown some brilliance in the octagon, but has lacked finishers or, you know, moments that will set him apart. This would be one of his toughest tests yet. We ran into Chow a few times at the PI.
Yeah. Oh, you were there?
Yeah. Yeah,
true, yeah.
Cool dude.
Yeah. Good energy. I like his style. Yeah, so I mean, like, he's dynamic. Ooh. With a jumping knee. Nice. Yeah, he seems very well-rounded, but again, dynamic. Very dynamic with his style.
Moments of brilliance.
Like. Yeah. But again, he's like in the game, I guess, 31, he's not exactly a spring chicken, but nah, just give him time to cook. Guys like this can always show out over time later on. I like his style, though.
And for Paul Craig, he is 2-3 in his last five. You know what Paul Craig is all about, submission specialist.
Mm.
But struggles if he can't get his weight on the ground or if the fight is forced, you know, to the feet.
That's one thing he does great. He's a specialist. His grappling, jiu-jitsu, he's slick off his back. Real slick off his back. And for a big guy as well, moves very fluidly.
What do guys like this have to do? Because it's not the first time where he is like, you know, the fight's not on the ground and he just
have to just focus on your strengths and know about stand-up and know the basics of it. Yeah, know how to avoid certain things, that especially like focus on your defense stand-up wise. If you're going to be a specialist on the ground, eventually you learn offense along the way. Yeah, sure. But mainly just focus on the defensive parts of stand-up, distance management, standing, footwork. And I'm sure he knows all this stuff as well, even with grappling, because every grappling match starts on the feet until they start butt scooting. Child is well-rounded enough where he can defend a lot of Craig's attacks or attempts. I bet you Craig would grab a submission of some kind and Chow will get out of it. He'll be able to stall and just keep punching him. Because sometimes for certain submissions, you have to commit. You have to commit and then you leave your face open. Yeah, certain ones, but not all of them. Like back takes when you get the neck, it's different. But if you're on your back, you have to commit and you leave your face open. Okay, if I'm going to pick, I'm going to pick Chow. I'm going to pick Chow by decision. Just because he's more well-rounded, I think he'll be able to stop a lot of Craig's attempts. But if I was Craig, I'd fucking just, from the buzzer, just try and grapple straight away. Strike a little bit or feint strikes a little bit and then set up a takedown or initiate a clinch to the fence or something. But if I'm going to put my money on it, I'll put on Chow Bojalo.
All right.
In heel.
Next, we have Capoeira Master Michael Pereira versus Ihor Hor. Tater. Capoeira Master is on 7-fight win streak, 2 submissions, 1 KO.
He's very explosive, good stand-up. Capoeira likes to flip, do all that kind of stuff, initiate wild exchanges, which plays in his advantage because the other people don't know or never see those looks often. Even if they train for it, it's just so chaotic. Like having a heel fly at your face will make you react. Oh yeah, I see this fight. I remember this. So look at that. Feints, good stand-up, switching well. Hands low, but works for him. Good balance, counterbalancing. Boom. He anticipated a strike. And Michael Pereira, but slipped and ripped. Boom. Because Michael Pereira, he just go, you know, straight away. He's a little bit more, like you can see, methodical now. Not as wild, but he still has his moments where he decides to get crazy, like a game breaker. It's all fun and games. It's all well and done. But you have to be able to have the tank to back it up, the gas tank. Yeah, if he does the work, I guess he can. But, you know, I've seen him slow down in fights before. Not significantly. Not like in an embarrassing fucking type way. But just slow down from the activity he's throwing. But now that he's managing it a little bit better, or a lot better, he'll be able to then go the distance with this one. All right, prediction. Michael Pereira, knockout.
All right. For this next fight, we have Anthony Smith versus Vitor Petrino. Anthony Smith, who is also 2-3 in his last 5 fights, is coming off a tough KO loss to
Callum Roundtree. Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that. That was violent.
Anthony is going up against a very dangerous, young, fast, up-and-coming prospect in Vitor.
He looks solid. Even like his body size and stuff. Okay, this contender series. Damn. On the ball of his back foot. Good. Timing. He was just waiting for it. He's like, when you go, I'm going to go. Look how long he took.
This is why he waited the entire time.
Yeah, he's like, when you go, I'm going to go. Yeah. He's going to be like, wait for it. So the guy tried to set him up. He's like, you're going to go. He's found a path. I don't know what happened before this, but he knew as soon as when you make
what time,
a move.
What time was the clock?
But the guy should, feint. This is where feints. The shifts and stuff was good. Time switches was good, but this is where feints work wonders. But fuck, this guy, yeah, is strong, powerful. He just seems like, again, another well-rounded guy. Probably a jiu-jitsu brown or black belt.
Yeah. Anthony Smith came out and said this week that pretty much since his fight with John Jones, which was 10 fights ago for him, he's been 5-5 since. Because now he always talks about the belt and talks about the John Jones fight. Yeah. Every time he fights, he said, but this week he came out and said that it just blinded me. I've been so obsessed with it. I had a really good conversation with DC, But now he's moving on, you know, from that whole I was close to getting the belt thing. Pretty much,
you gotta let things go
one fight at a time and just
fuck the belt. Like, trying to think from his point of view, yeah, you just still have to practice letting go, not holding on to the ideas or what you think you want, because it'll come to you if you don't obsess over it. It'll come to you. I never obsessed over the belt. I just knew this is what I want. This is what I'm going to get. I'm going to do the work and I'm going to get it. Don't sleep on Smith, man. I bet you he's an underdog in this one. I bet you. But old dog still got some fight in him. You know what? I'm going to go Smith. I'm just going to roll the dice on this one. I'm going to go Anthony Smith. Lionheart. Aya Biakun. Let's go.
All right. The King of Rio comes out of retirement.
Yes, that's right.
37 to fighting Rio on this UFC 301 co-main event.
I love it. King of Rio's back. Jose is always game. Legend of the game. Ran the game for years. Ridiculous. People forget, you know. But he was that guy. And he has had some tough, you know, back and forths in the win and loss columns. But yeah, I think rest is good. Rest is good. Rest is really good. I can attest to that. And he's still got the fire in him. Still in shape, I'm sure. Still been training. And I was taking on a hungry young guy like Martinez.
All right, but I know we always talk about where did Jose's leg kicks go.
Yeah.
If there is someone that is going to bring these leg kicks back, because Jose is going to have to eat a few, is Jonathan.
Oh, really?
I know you how much you love Adrian Yanez and Cub Swanson.
Yeah.
He TKO'd both of them with leg kicks.
Leg kicks, yeah, I did watch those. So, open stance, goes for the inside leg. I bet you he sets it up nice. Does he throw it naked? Let me see if there's any. Boom, yeah, naked.
Is that a little faint before or not?
I thought it's minor faint. But you know, maybe he's already set it up beforehand. But if he's getting them, okay, there we go. He's fainting. If he's getting them, then he must have a pathway he's created to get to land those at free will to get TKOs off leg kicks. Yeah. He's checking. He's aware of it now. When you're aware of it, it's bad. Ooh, elbow too. Oh.
Nasty.
Yeah, people love Jose, so they want to see him win. I want to see him win. Come back from retirement, return bantamweight in Rio. Bro, you might see a fucking vintage fight here, man. Like a vintage Jose fight. I'm going to go Jose. I also like him at bantamweight as well. I think he doesn't look like he's extra drained or dehydrated. He's still got push at bantamweight. Like, he can still go. Yeah, I'm going to go Jose.
So now we have the champion taking on the rank number 10 challenger in the pay-per-view main event. Let's talk about Pantoja. Talk about how his toughness and his grit. His star power is not there, but when you watch him fight and you see the pace at which he fights for five rounds,
yeah,
you can't be anything but impressed.
Yeah. Even though with Moreno, how many fights have you had with Moreno now and Figgy? I can't remember which one, but then it was in the beginning. Like, round, they were just going and did not slow down. That's what these flyweights do. They just go. They just go. But that fight with Moreno, they just went. And he breaks people, seems like. Even at flyweight, he just seems to break people. And that's hard to do with the guys like, you know, Brandon Moreno. To break those guys' spirit is a hard thing to do. And he's able to do it just through pressure, attacking, and his gas tank. Yeah, and these guys, they're flyweights again. They don't slow down. But he just seems to break people. Anyway, Steve Ursig. See, I didn't even know he was Aussie till that knockout. And I was like, holy fuck, is it Aussie lightweight? Tell him who's been. Because normally he seems like a real quiet guy, which is probably why I didn't know about him, because he didn't make a lot of noise.
But then three fights, I mean.
And also three fights. But also that knockout was boom. Electric. It's going to be a fucking hard fight. I won't lie. As much as Anzac United and, you know, I do hope Steve gets it done. It's going to be a fucking tough fight against Pantoja because of his experience. Not that it's, you know, he's inexperienced or anything, but compared to 27-5 and the guys that Pantoja has fought, you know, at flyweight. But yeah, Steve, even he was saying like he was, because he's known as a grappler, and I had a look at some of his highlights. He seems slick on the ground. I like it when, you know, Anzacs win. I like the Anzac United front. So I do want Steve to win because it would be a fucking cool story, you know. Fourth fight in the UFC, gets called up like, huh? Me? Like, you know, it would be cool to win. But fuck, it's going to be a hard, tall task against Pantoja. And I just haven't seen enough of Steve to be able to, like, just put my money on him. But I've seen a lot on Pantoja and I know what he can do. So my official pick is going to be Pantoja. Yeah. Steve, he's like, bro, homie looked like he got a few bodies. So it just like the way he's just like real silent, just very quiet. I won't be surprised if he's able to just like show his toughness and his fighting spirit through this fight, but we await that. But if I'm about to put my money on this, I'm gonna put it on Pantoja just because I've seen the body of work he's put in and I know what he's capable of. So Steve, my bro, shock the world. Os.